you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
I'm Tracy Thomas, host of One for the Books, a live literary event series from LAist. We are back with guests, author Amanda Montell, and actor Bella Lavelle. You can find us on May 15th at the Crawford Family Forum. Tickets at laist.com/events.
Over the last week, we've heard some very moving sermons from faith leaders around Southern California, reflecting on the past year and what it has all meant. These sermons have been made possible through a partnership with USC's Center for Religion and Civic Culture. So today, we bring you just one more encouraging word. This one's from Reverend Mandy McDowell. She is senior minister at Los Angeles First Unified Methodist Church in downtown Los Angeles, and her sermon is titled, "Suffering Does Not Have the Last Word."
A little over a year ago, I was preparing to offer communion to my congregation. Los Angeles First United Methodist Church owns land on the corner of Flower and Olympic, near the Staples Center. We meet outdoors under pop-up tents in the middle of our beloved, drowsy city. And on this gray January day, our parking lot was beginning to fill up with sleek black vehicles transporting attendees to the Grammys. As I approached the first parishioner to offer him the communion elements, he whispered over the low din of traffic, "Kobe Bryant is dead." As the days stretched into weeks of mourning, the news cycles continued with reports about the helicopter crash, which took the lives of 9 innocent people.
The LA Times is reporting that retired Los Angeles Lakers basketball star Kobe Bryant has been killed in a helicopter crash. It happened this morning.
Even though it has been several hours, it is still stunning to say the words that Kobe Bryant, the legendary NBA star, is dead tonight.
Interspersed were ongoing updates about the virus, which was slowly starting to appear in the United States. For many Angeleans, we couldn't imagine anything worse than a beloved sports hero in the prime of his life, dying alongside his daughter and so many of their friends. As the flowers began to fade and the murals began to dry, the tears of mourning shifted into the quiet dread that the deadly strain of the coronavirus was not being contained. March 15th, 2020 was the last day my congregation met for worship in person. Since then, we have moved from our tents in the parking lot to our homes for those who are blessed to have them. I went from being a street preacher to being a televangelist. Now, we are in exile, and our makeshift tabernacle is packed away in the pod that sits on our lot. We have traded passing the peace for greetings in the chat box. The Christian tradition has just begun the season of Lent. This is our opportunity to enter into the wilderness, just as Jesus did at the start of his ministry. This season is typically dedicated to spiritual disciplines of fasting, prayer, and austerity. We're invited to give something up, just as Christ sacrificed on our behalf. But this year, it felt wrong. It felt wrong to invite my congregation to give something up, because we've already given up so much. Our health, our security, our work, our normal ways of being. The grip that sorrow has on our hearts is unyielding, and we're living through an ongoing trauma. The prayer of my heart is less often one of praise, and more often an echo of the Israelites' plea with God, "Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness?" The Christian tradition is steeped in suffering. We believe that God entered the world as Jesus. We believe that God lived, suffered, and died so that none of our human experiences would happen outside of God's own experience. God chose to suffer because we suffer. But we also believe that suffering does not have the last word on our experience. The scripture says, God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. I continue to hope that even if what we've lost can't be restored, that we can be saved from our despair. Rather than being defined by our suffering, we have dedicated our Lenten discipline to hope. This year, we are choosing to be defiant in our joy and subversive in our hope because we are defined by who we are as God's beloved children, not by what we have lost. Amen.
That was Reverend Mandy McDowell with her sermon, Suffering Does Not Have the Last Word. You can read her text and that of several faith leaders in our community at crcc.usc.edu. That's crcc.usc.edu. You'll see a report pinned to that main page titled Bridges Over Troubled Waters.
The LAS Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAS.com/sweeps.